Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Continuing with the theme for this week, that it just never ends, that it is nonstop, that the attacks against us as American citizens exercising our constitutionally protected right as law-abiding Americans is under vicious attack, and it is. We've had two or three great days of radio here today. All week's been great, but the last couple, 3 days have been outstanding relative to these conversations that we've been having together, and I've gotten a lot of emails that tell me that as well, and I appreciate that. I've gotten some phone calls and some emails from those of you who just have really appreciated the conversation over the last few days. Well, we're going to continue it today because there is breaking news today out of Connecticut. And when I say to you that it just never stops, you know, I opened the last couple days, it's humorous to me. The relentless attacks. You sit and you look back and you think, my God, you know, is this ever going to end? The answer to that is no, it's not ever going to end. And while it's humorous in the context of it never ending and the lunacy that we see from the left, there is absolutely nothing funny about what we're getting ready to talk about yet again today. So let's learn how to separate the humor. Humor in the context of, man, oh man, this just never stops. But individually, what we're talking about and what we will talk about today, there's nothing satellite radio moment word funny about it. Connecticut Supreme Court today. Now, this is a very, very, very dangerous. Well, they haven't set a precedent yet. This court is going to hear, or Connecticut will be hearing a case. We're talking about Newtown, and I'm going to start with the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act today. And while that might seem a little dry to you, the PLCAA, we've discussed it on the programs before over the years, let me explain to you exactly why it ain't dry. And I want to put this in real-life perspective for you today. I don't know how much time we'll spend on this. I could easily spend the full hour, and we might. It just depends on what direction my mouth goes when I get rolling. Could Angry Mark come out today? Very possible. In fact, likely. Not promising, but it is possible and likely that Angry Mark could come out of the box today. Because this goes to the core of what we know is right. As a human being, we know when things are right. We know when things are inherently wrong. We know that all human beings have a right to defend themselves. We know, and courts across the globe for centuries have ruled in this favor, that a human being has a right to use whatever tool is available to them at their disposal to save their life. That's natural law. I don't need no stinking courtroom or no stinking judge or no stinking legislator to tell me that I have that right. Hence why we have the right to bear arms in the Constitution. It predates our Constitution, and our founders know that. We have the inherent natural law right to defend and protect ourselves. And I don't think anybody out there would disagree with the tactics used by any human being in defense of their own life. Whatever they had available to them, a fireplace poker through the eye and ear, if that's what it takes, a gunshot between the eyes or under the chin, if that's what it takes, stab someone to death. Violence can be used to defend one's life. And a lot of people don't like to hear that, because it becomes very real. These are people that walk around in denial. Oh, it's just easier not to think about that stuff until they find themselves a victim of a crime in which they had something to use to defend themselves. So what I'm talking about here is our gut instinct. We know that that's true. What I just said to you is true. No one can argue that. Yet there are people that would. There are pacifists out there who, at least they say, would rather be slaughtered than use violence to defend their lives or that of others. Now, I don't buy that for a moment, because every human being is built in their DNA with fight or flight. It's genetic in us. We will fight or we will flee when our lives are on the line. And I would venture to say that people that make boneheaded statements like that have never found themselves in a situation that was truly, holy crap, I'm going to die right now unless I do one of these two things. Gouge that individual's eyes out and choke the living life out of him, or run faster than he does. Those people that have been or have never been in that situation are the ones who we generally find say stupid things about our right to defend ourselves. But we go back to, again, that natural law, that natural right that is inherent in all of us. We all, as human beings, know that we have a right to defend our lives. We know that. We know we can use whatever tool. That's why, again, that's why it's in the Constitution. It predates. Our right to self-defense predates any man-made law. We also know, on another level, when things, for example, written law is inherently wrong. Red flag laws, inherently wrong. When an individual can make an accusation to a court who has the authority and the power to destroy someone's life and at the very least deprive them of their fundamental rights, enumerated rights, protected by our Constitution, without any due process. That is inherently, fundamentally wrong. And we know it. You know it. It is flat out fundamentally wrong when an individual can say to a court, this person scares me because blank, and this is what I think you should do about it. And the judge says, agreed. Here's a warrant. Go to that person's house at 4 o'clock in the morning, wake them up, take them into custody, and confiscate their lawfully owned products, their lawfully owned tools, their firearms. Go, do it. Because I said so. Because she said so. Without saying, you know, you make a serious accusation. Let's bring Barney in here and talk to him about that. That simple statement of bringing Barney into the equation is what we all know to be the inherently right thing to do. To do otherwise is wrong. To issue an order against an individual that takes away their fundamental rights and liberties without their knowledge is wrong. You know it. Shannon Watts knows it. Michael Bloomberg knows it. Every honest person in this country knows it. But they don't care because it's about guns. And they hate your right to bear arms so much that they don't care about due process. They will chuck it out the window and are in the process of doing it. And right now, Lindsey Graham-nesty is in the process of assisting them. But I don't want to get off course here. See how easy it is? If you can tell, if you know me, you can tell that Angry Mark is right now inside the box fighting and clawing to get out. We'll see if it happens. I don't know. But this is unscripted. This is me speaking to you. This is me giving you my thoughts every single day, and we'll see whether or not Angry Mark pops out. It is entirely possible. But you know, if you're intellectually honest, that that is wrong. The right thing to do is for a judge to say, well, you know, I have the right under this law to do that. The legislature has given me the ability as the judge here to make a decision without talking to Barney. But you know what? That's not the right thing to do. The right thing for me to do is call Barney in here and tell him about the accusation you're making so that Barney has the opportunity to defend himself against your claim. Let's do that. That's the right thing to do. Hence why we fight these ERPOs, extreme risk protection order, phony, media-driven red flag laws, because they are inherently wrong at their core and they turn our justice system upside down. You know it, I know it, they all know it. We all know it. But their hatred of what that court allows them to take, which is guns, is so deep that they don't care about the Constitution and they are willing to turn it upside down on its head. We know our gut instinct tells us things. And we know we can trust it better than 9 out of 10 times. You know it, I know it, they know it, we all know it. Sing it. Write a song about it. Now, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you where I'm going with all of this today. And I'm going to try to contain Angry Mark. I don't know that I'm going to be able to. But a Connecticut court is standing federal law on its head. This is what happens when you have liberals in charge of anything. The law doesn't matter anymore. It makes no difference. And the breaking news out today from Connecticut, the Connecticut State Supreme Court overturned a lower trial court that said Remington cannot be sued because of the actions of a criminal who chose to use its product during the massacre in Newtown at Sandy Hook. Because of the Lawful Protection or the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act signed into law, the gun manufacturers and dealers are protected from people like Bloomberg, Everytown, Brady Campaign, and anybody else who would put their emotions above and do what? Fail to keep it in check in spite of the law. Liberals don't care about the law because the court in Connecticut has in fact overturned that lower trial court by a 4-3 decision. And Remington can now be sued according to the Connecticut State Supreme Court. We will discuss it in detail when I come back. Okay, gun lover, this is for you. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you 7 chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Simple, quick, 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 Things That Could Land You Behind Bars or Help Keep You Out of Them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Continuing now with this breaking news out of Connecticut. This is incredibly dangerous. And I was able to chill out a little bit during the break as I try to contain myself on this. I take this stuff very personal. This is near and dear to me for a number of reasons. But not the least, just because it's wrong. It's flat out wrong. And you know it. We all know it's wrong. We know when something is wrong. So I'm asking you to check your gut here. Put your emotions away. What happened in Newtown was horrific. Now, personal for me, Newtown, I don't know anybody. Well, I actually do know several people in Newtown. Let me take that back. That's where the National Shooting Sports Foundation is based. And I know a number of people at the NSSF. Been a media member of the NSSF for years and years. I see them every year at SHOT Show. And I thank them for allowing me and inviting me every year to broadcast my radio programs from Radio Row on the floor of the SHOT Show. So I do know people there. But I also graduated high school in Simsbury, Connecticut many years ago. 55 miles roughly northeast of Newtown. And I have children that at the time that occurred would have been in that school had we lived in Newtown. I am a parent. I'm a father with a wife who's a mother and two small children. This stuff's not lost on me. But the hatred from the left and the attacks on me from President Obama at the time, I mean, this program was on the air. Armed American Radio was discussing this stuff when it was happening in real time. It's personal for me because this is Armed American Radio and because we are responsibly armed Americans. We hate. We're the ones that want to see this garbage end more than they do. They're not concerned with crime as we talk about. We are. Our measures and our steps would be used to deter crime and end crime. Although we're smart enough to know we can't end crime because we can't end bad people and evil. They exist. They will always be here. But we can take steps to mitigate it and reduce it. And these boneheaded garbage ERPOs and background check laws don't work. That's not what does it. That's just an attack on us as law-abiding people. So let's go back to the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which, in fact, that's what this was designed to protect. What exactly happened here? Let's put this in layman's terms. I don't want to get all, you know, U.S. Code 7901-7903. You know, I don't want to go into all that with you. We don't have to. I just want to put this in perspective for you because this is what the PLCAA does. It says, Remington or any other manufacturer or dealer cannot be sued out of existence because an idiot, psychopath, sociopath, criminal, dirtbag, waste of air chose one of its products to commit mass murder or any crime with it, for that matter. That's what the PLCAA says. Because in years prior to the passage of the PLCAA, there were victims of criminal violence in the United States that had, in fact, actually sued manufacturers and dealers for negligence. And how did they get away with doing that? They would claim, and they were able to do it successfully in court. Why? Because you got judges that hate guns. There's liberal, progressive that sit on the bench. It's unfortunate, but it's true. But these people were claiming negligence, that the dealer or the firearms manufacturer should have foreseen that their products would have been used by criminals because of the nature of their product. So it became their fault in courtrooms across the country in front of liberal judges and liberal juries in liberal areas that somehow said, yeah, you know, ABC gun shop should have never sold that gun. Or, well, wait a minute, ABC gun shop didn't sell that gun. Oh, well, Remington should know when they sold it to the dealer. Let me back up on this because, see, I just found two areas I've got to cover with you. First of all, I got to cover with you the dealer and second, the manufacturer. As we know, criminals don't buy guns at dealers. But let's assume for the sake of argument that a dealer had got duped into a straw purchase and was unaware of it. That came out after the fact. That dealer was able to be successfully sued because they should have known in hindsight, which is always crystal clear, high definition, 4K vision, right? Even before we knew what 4K was. That, you know, this is a gun. Somebody's going to use it for the bad thing. Some bad person's going to use it. They were successfully able to be sued, and they were. Many were sued right out of business as a result of a criminal using a product that they sold lawfully. Now let's go over to the manufacturer. We'll use that part of the dealer as A. Now let's go to B, to the manufacturer. if the gun was stolen, as was the case in Newtown. The killer murdered his mother and stole her guns, which were legally purchased and were in fully functional order. They were not in any way, shape, or form defective. Well, according to a liberal, all guns are defective because all guns can be used for nefarious intent. So Remington was could have been, years prior to this passage, lawfully sued out of business. And many manufacturers were. You know, my first gun was a little Raven Arms. Semi-automatic 25, the MP25 by Raven Arms. Little cheap piece of crap, admittedly so, but when I was right out of college, that's all I could afford. They are now out of business, sued out of business, because that gun was used years later, and I should say years ago, I believe it was in 1991 or 92, to murder a school teacher in Fort Lauderdale by the name of Barry Grunow, a young kid on the final day of school, got kicked out for being a jerk, thrown out of school by the science teacher. Or whatever teacher it was, I think he was a science teacher. Kid went home, grabbed his grandpa's Raven Arms MP25 semi-automatic, went back to the school. Teacher confronted him and said, I thought I threw you out. Kid said, yeah, you did, and then put a shot right into his forehead and killed the teacher right there at the school. Was that Raven's fault? Of course it wasn't Raven's fault. Raven is no longer in business as a result of that incident down in Fort Lauderdale. Is that fair? You know that's wrong. I know that's wrong. The attorneys know that's wrong. That's what the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act was put into, was signed into law to prevent. So that companies like Remington can't be sued because of the criminal misuse of their products. Am I making sense here? I hope so. I know you understand this stuff. So let's put it in perspective. Maybe you can't. Maybe you're so hated and jaded and shaded by your hatred for guns that you're not hearing what I'm telling you. Well, maybe you're driving down the road. Let's say, let's take somebody down in, oh, I don't know, maybe New Mexico. Let's take somebody up in Washington State. Maybe down in St. Augustine. You're driving up 95 right now. And you're listening to me and you're going, ah, I hate guns. Good. Yay. I'm glad Remington's being sued. Those poor kids. Yay. Well, how about the automobile manufacturer? How about the car that you're driving right now? Let's just assume for the sake of argument, it's a, oh, I don't know. Let's just say it's a Dodge Ram. And let's say a driver plows into you at the next intersection, does tremendous damage to you and puts you in the hospital. Would you even give any consideration to suing Ram instead of the driver himself? Assuming that the Ram had no malfunctions to it, the brakes worked fine, that it was determined to be 100% driver error on the other side? No, of course not. Do we sue Ford because drunk drivers drive their products in violation of laws and kill families every day in America? Do we do that? Of course we don't. And we don't do it because it's wrong. Because Ford didn't have anything to do with the actions of the driver. Just as in this case of Newtown, Remington has absolutely nothing to do with the actions of Adam Lanza, the six satellite radio moment word scumbag, who chose to use that gun to murder those people. He could have used a Colt. He could have used a Glock. And would we be able to sue all of them individually because of his actions? You know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. The Supreme Court in Connecticut knows it's wrong. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I am doing the best I can to keep Angry Mark under wraps. I really don't want Angry Mark to come out during this because it's too important. I don't want to let that cloud what we're talking about here, because we're going to tie this together for you at the end of the show. Before we go any farther, Charter Arms Professional is a new gun. The Charter Arms Professional, it's set to debut at the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo, which is occurring in Pittsburgh. It's a 32 H&R Magnum, and the input that was the impetus to design this gun came from the editorial staff at Concealed Carry Magazine. This is the real deal, and it's now being debuted in Pittsburgh the week of May 17th and 19th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The revolver is called the Professional. As I said, it was designed with input from the editorial staff of Concealed Carry Magazine. And Kevin Michalowski, who is probably going to join me on the Sunday program to talk about the gun, if not this Sunday, next Sunday, is quoted as, "When we started talking to Charter Arms about this gun, we wanted to make a true fighting revolver. It has to be something that is easy to carry and comfortable to shoot, and that offers increased capacity over other small revolvers. In early testing of the gun, it has done everything we wanted such a revolver to do." Now, there's more information coming out about this. I got to kind of hold my tongue here, but I'll keep you posted over the coming days. You want to keep an ear out, excuse me, for what I'm telling you regarding this Charter Arms Professional, the Professional, because there's the USCCA, you never know what they're going to do, right, when it comes to debuting anything. All right, keep your eyes on that. Don't forget also to text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. seven chances. This ends on March 22nd on my dad's 80th birthday, right? You got 8 days from right now to get involved here. All you have to do is text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. That will reveal for you the $1,123, and this I love this, 1911, very popular 1911 concealed carry gun that you can win. You'll get seven chances to win. I got an email this morning from someone who won a USCCA promotion. I'll talk about that tomorrow on the Friday broadcast. There's a couple emails I want to get to, and I'm hopeful I'll be able to do that. But yet again, I got another email from somebody who won. So, again, you win these things, and it's Armed American Radio listeners that win this stuff, okay? Real simple. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, 287-222. Let's go back to the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, because this should anger you. So I gave you some personal deals. Put it in perspective for your own life. Maybe you're irrational about guns. You suffer from hoplophobia, which is an irrational fear of firearms. And, well, it's good. I mean, let Remington. All guns are bad. Jeez. I'm not going to give you the Bonehead of the Week award right now just because I don't feel like it. But that's my sentiment. Take from that what you want. Learn to think properly. We do not do certain things. We do not sue gun makers because criminals misuse their guns. The Lawful Protection of Commerce and Arms, Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, does not protect manufacturers and dealers who break the law or who have intentionally sold or misused their protections or have, in fact, defective product. They can be sued. Just like, let's use the car accident. Maybe there's a defective part in the Dodge Ram that Dodge should have known about. Dodge can be sued for that. That's the same thing. So think rational. Use your head. Don't use your emotions because you don't like guns. Because I'll rip you apart with that. Remember, ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. Don't be one of those people. You're smarter than that. Regardless, you are smarter than that. You know better as a person because you're intellectually honest. Sadly, there are too many people out there that aren't. They're putting their political agenda above their honesty, which tells you that they have zero integrity. And I'm telling you not to be those people. Those people know better. They all know Remington isn't responsible for this, but their deep hatred of the right to bear arms and Remington's products is their agenda. Oh, that's just, you don't know that. You don't know that. I do know that. Did you know in 1998, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, who was probably the single most corrupt gun-hating politician that ever lived, and that's saying a lot, Daley surrounded by guns. And then when he left office, he hired with taxpayer dollars who were going to pay for the rest of his life to have former and retired law enforcement protect him with guns. This guy's a charlatan and a huckster from the word go, as all the gun grabbers are. They're all protected by guns. Man, wake up and see through this stuff. Okay, suppress angry Mark. In 1988, Richard Daley sued gun makers and dealers. Here's what he said. You can't expect the status quo on businesses which make money and then have no responsibility to us as citizens. What? They're making a lawful product. And if their product is defective and blows up in somebody's hands because it's defective, they can be sued. The Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act does not preclude that. In fact, it states it and allows that. Bridgeport, Connecticut. I did a year in college in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Lord knows why, but I did. Mayor Joseph Ganim at the time sued several gun makers out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, and here's what he said. He said the city's action was aimed at, quote, creating law with litigation. That's the route that we're going because the industry, the firearms industry, always very effectively with big money lobbied the legislatures and kept laws from being passed. Yeah, you understand this? Are you honest? Do you have integrity? Do you understand this? Let's go back to Smith & Wesson. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. Smith & Wesson, years ago, was facing several state and federal lawsuits. By who? The Clinton administration. Who was doing what? Trying to sue the gun manufacturers out of business. You know,
Nobody wants to come and take your guns. My wife wants to be president.
Those liars and charlatans. Smith and Wesson caved in and did a deal with the devil with the Clinton administration. Almost went out of business. Couldn't tell you how much money Smith and Wesson lost in that process. It took Smith and Wesson years to come back from that. You think what we as gun owners did to Dick's by failing to go in and buy anything from them, a koozie cup or something stupid like that, or a basketball? Man, you didn't see anything. Smith and Wesson lost so much business it wasn't even funny. Because they signed on to sell guns only through dealers that complied with Bill Clinton's rules. That whole thing was designed to bring the firearms industry to its knees. Andrew Cuomo. Yeah, New York's governor at the time was quoted as saying gun manufacturers that didn't comply would suffer death by 1,000 cuts. Elliot Spitzer, you know, prostitute loving Democrat over there. He said those who didn't cooperate would have bankruptcy lawyers knocking at your door. And in 2005, in January, New York City passed laws allowing suits against gun manufacturers and dealers that didn't voluntarily implement the gun laws and gun control measures that they put into place. Congress said enough of this. Because every single bit of it, by the way, every single person I mentioned to you has a D by their name. They're all socialists. Every single one of them. And eventually Congress said enough of this. Smith and Wesson is not responsible for this. Remington's not responsible for this. Colt's not responsible for gang violence in Chicago. And all those Democrat, hateful, un-American... Oh, it almost happened. It almost happened. The whole thing was designed and is designed today. What do you think the lawsuit against Remington is designed for? It's designed to put them out of business. The whole thing back then was designed by the Clinton administration because they can't get around the parchment paper, the number two there in the Bill of Rights. So they concoct this crap to get around it. And its entire design, this was the means to do what? End civilian firearms ownership in America, period. That's what this is designed to do. When we come back, we'll put this in more perspective for you and give you more real-life scenarios. This should scare the crap out of you. Connecticut, Democrat, blue state, leading the way. End run around the Constitution. Just like a bunch of good Democrats, isn't it? Yeah. Imagine that. Blue state, Democrat, leading the charge. Imagine that. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Let's wrap up the Thursday edition of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We are talking about the, again, Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act is what we're talking about. But you've got to understand, you've got to go deeper. You've got to be able to get into the weeds in this stuff and understand what this is about. Because if you hate guns, it's real easy from an emotional standpoint to go, oh, well, you know, everybody should be – the gun maker should be sued. You mean that was a Remington that kid used? Sue him out of business. No. No, we don't sue Ford because the guy used a drunk – the drunk driver was driving a Ford when he mowed down a family of eight and exploded their minivan, causing mass carnage on a New York State highway or a Florida highway or a Washington highway or a Colorado highway or a Texas highway or an Arizona highway. We don't do that because decent, rational, law-abiding people understand. Wait a minute. What are you doing suing Ford for? All they did was build the car. What are you doing suing Remington for? All they did was make the gun. Now, what they're doing is, here's the technique they're going to use. They're going to say that it was Remington's advertisements made the gun seem really sexy and attractive to a potential killer. No, it didn't. It made a gun look sexually attractive to a psychopath, sociopath, scumbag, loser. No rational human being looks at that ad and says, I'm going to go murder people. Look at that. That's not – but see, this is the way they're going to approach the lawsuit. Now, given the Connecticut court was divided 4-3 on this. So let me give you my take on what's going to happen in Connecticut. According to this, the lawsuit can go on. Now, later today and for the rest of the week – and I'll be telling you about it tomorrow. I'll be reading you things tomorrow that I haven't yet seen today, but I will after I get off the airwaves with you today – the lunatic left fringe is going just haywire. They're loving it. Yay! We're attacking the gun industry. Every town for gun safety is going to comment. The Trace is going to have something about it. Every left-leaning publication in the country is going to. Don't be surprised if you're listening to me live right now and I tell you that later tonight all the networks cover this because they hate guns. And anything they can do to drive another blow to the gun industry, they will do. At the very least, all of the alphabet soup media, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSDNC, and CNN are going to be writing about it. And whose side do you think they're going to take? Of course, because it's all about the children. When in reality, it's all about the law. And a law designed to protect gun makers from this very thing. So, what's your take? Here's my take. Unfortunately, elections have consequences. Liberal judges are going to make decisions. Now, in fairness, the lower court up there said no. The trial court said no. This is a violation of the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. It was the Supreme Court, when it was appealed by the liberals who hate guns, and decided, well, we're going to approach it this way. And they went to a liberal court in Connecticut. That's what they always do. They go to liberal courts. They seek out liberal courts. In this case, it was in Connecticut. It happened in Connecticut. So it was a Connecticut state Supreme Court that is liberal. And the Connecticut State Supreme Court, in a divided, it was 4-3. It was not unanimous. So they were divided about it. Even that court was like, ugh. So my prediction is, you're going to find in Connecticut probably a guilty verdict on this against Remington. It's going to be appealed. Remington will win it on appeal. That will be appealed. This is going to drag on for years. Years and years and years. What's going to have to happen eventually? The Supreme Court is going to have to step in eventually at some point in time. This is federal legislation that we're talking about here. Now, let's go back into our personal lives. Imagine the devastation to the U.S. economy if bogus suits like this were able to go on across our economy with virtually any product out there. First of all, nobody would want to go into business because they wouldn't want to have to face these types of lawsuits. Our consumer protection laws exist for a reason. They're already in place. If a company makes or does something illegal or makes something that's defective, they can be sued out of existence and should be when people get harmed. The gun industry is no different. None. Now, the left will tell you that's not true. They have special protection. No, they have special protection because morons like you, dishonest, hateful, un-American people, use our court system in such a vindictive way as to try to put them out of business with frivolous, phony lawsuits conspired by a bunch of Democrats whose names I just gave you was just the tip of the iceberg, who would use our nation's courtrooms relentlessly to put that industry out of business because you don't like my right to keep and bear arms. That's why the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act is there, to protect us from yet again you, the people who would come after everything. Listen, remember what we're talking about here. All we're doing is sitting here talking about defending ourselves from people who hate us. It's not the other way around. We're not the ones trying to cause a problem. They are, for one reason, because they hate you. They hate your rights and they hate your freedoms. We have another court case to talk about. Watch that one, though, in Connecticut. Trust me, you're listening to me, you're going to get the information on it, I can promise you. That's not going anywhere. We'll talk to Alan Gottlieb about it this weekend. Hopefully he's feeling better. Well, I know he's feeling better because I spoke to him. But hopefully he has time this weekend. We can talk about that. That's going to be an interesting case. It is a clear, clear violation of the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. Just because a liberal Supreme Court in Connecticut ruled 4-3, they could have easily ruled 4-3 the other way. But you got good liberals on the courts that toe the liberal line. Our country's in trouble from the court systems of everything, the culture, everything. This country is in terrible, terrible, terrible shape. Partisanship, 24/7, it's destroying this nation. I don't know how we get out of this. Courts need to be impartial. We can't trust them anymore. We already know. If I tell you the Ninth Circuit is going to hear a case about a divisive issue like abortion or guns, I can already tell you how they're going to rule. They don't even need to hear it. And they're not going to surprise you. I can tell you how liberal appeals courts are going to rule. That's sad. We should never be able to do it. We should never know that the Supreme Court is 5-4 or 6-3 or 7-2. Which it will be when Trump is done. Liberals, bah, ha, 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 how do you feel about that? Sorry, I couldn't contain myself. Love to throw that out there because that's effectively what's going to happen. But yeah, I've been successful at containing Angry Mark today. I'm proud of myself for that because this is a topic that would clearly bring Angry Mark out. Watch Connecticut. We'll keep you posted on this. And you're going to read and see more about it after you listen to this program today. You're going to see it all over the place because it will get coverage. Because the anti-gun who controls the media is going to see to it that this coverage is put out there, because that's how they drive the narrative. Mark my word, watch. Tell me I'm not going to be. I'm telling you right now, I'm not wrong. I'm right. I usually am. All right. Let's go to another court case. Massachusetts. Man, we're staying up in New England, right? The birthplace of America. Isn't it crazy? Constitution state. Connecticut is the Constitution state. For God's sakes, it's not. Change it. Change your little motto. Man, you destroyed that a long, long time ago when you became invaded by blue. That's just what happened. But there's another case in Massachusetts. Let's go back to that one real fast before I close out this hour. This one in gun rights favor. Massachusetts Attorney General's attempt to block gun rights suit fails. Federal judge denies attempt to stay assault weapons suit. What did she do and who is she? Who is this? Her name is Mara Healy. She is a rabid, vicious anti-gunner. Hates your guts. Oh, she's a, what do you call it? Democrat. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, Democrats. I'm sorry. The truth hurts, doesn't it? The truth is a harsh mistress sometimes, isn't it? She filed suit, or she had a suit filed against her because what she did in Massachusetts was unilaterally redefine the term assault weapons to fit her need. She literally redefined what had stood for decades to fit and suit her needs. Ain't that just like a good gun-hating progressive liberal? Oh, it's also just like the Trump DOJ, isn't it? Who just recently unilaterally redefined a bump stock as a machine gun. Being able to redefine things seems to be contagious, doesn't it? We're going to talk more about this case tomorrow. I want to give you some more information on it. But she's attempting to have the suit against her doing that thrown out. No, court said no, can't do that. We're not going to throw it out. So it's going to go to trial now. Until tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely. Everyone, never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.